Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome to the show there. It's Mike O'Mara here, and we have a we have Rob Spiewak, who's doing his second show today on the Mike O'Mara Show. Earlier today, he was on our fabulous station, 97.1, The Wave, your beach station.
Did you listen to any of it?
In the morning. I did not listen to it this morning. I did not, and you were on yesterday morning as well.
They
correct?
Play the best music. I'm accustomed to picking my own records.
Oh, yeah.
But
you
okay?
I'm accustomed to talking for a living. What a jerk. I'm so sorry.
Their music.
Did you do your Rob DJ voice? Did you do
No, it's different.
Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Rob.
No,
and
it's
if you
actually.
Miss a little, you miss a lot.
I brought a clip for the audio vault.
My favorite
break from today. I brought a clip for the audio vault. But no, because it's a morning show. It's segmented differently.
And they say I have ego. Can we hear your clip?
Do you want to hear it now? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, brought in to share?
I brought this because it has my son on
now,
it.
By the way,
oh,
just
that's sweet.
To clarify for listeners online, this is Rob, who was guest hosting on one of our only radio affiliates in the country.
Big deal.
97.1.
Well, this morning
Wave.
Show, Mike, was carried on half of our affiliates.
Yes, it was carried on half. We're working to get more.
Half the network.
Every day.
On half the terrestrial network.
And by the way, I think we've covered them equally. I mentioned Tom Suter yesterday.
Yes.
And today I mentioned The Wave. By the way, the people that run The Wave, the good folks down there, they could not be nicer to us.
No, they're
very
great.
Very happy for now. Anyway, so let's
Bloom is still on the rose, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know what I've been through in the world of radio.
He's been burned.
I trust no one. That's the way that.
And
goes.
That particular
Absolutely
region
no
is a can be a fair weather friend.
Hey, the cabinet guys are here. Hi, guys.
The cabinet guys.
Cabinet,
are here.
Cabinet guys are here. Hi, guys. Is the door locked? The door is open, right,
Mike?
Okay, go ahead. Do what you need to do. Don't talk to me. Thank you very much.
What's All wrong right. at home?
What?
What's wrong?
Cabinet isn't another word for coffin, is it?
What do you mean, what's wrong with at home?
This is the thing. Like, I would imagine that we're doing two shows, and you constantly have people come working on the house to bang around.
Well, I have no choice. I live here, for Christ's sake. Did you hear anybody?
No!
I
figured it'd have to be an emergency or something.
No,
it's emergency cabinetry.
I got nowhere to put these coffee cups. I normally would ignore. I didn't feel like it. That was a total choice. You didn't hear them come in? That
no.
disrupted. That did. Look, let me make not it real
me.
Clear, Oscar Santana. That did not disrupt the show because of noise. That disrupted the show because of my lack of professionalism. Don't confuse the two. Do not confuse the two. But anyway,
if we hear one drill during the show.
Yeah, one nail, one turned screw.
I'm not, but the thing is, when I got all this stuff done, because we were going to be here, and I literally have been housebound, we decided to take the opportunity to update the 25-year-old house that we live in.
Right.
And the cabinets that we have.
Are you lowering them?
The cabinets we have are made of... No, we're not lowering that. They'll be... By the way,
so
Mr.
they're
Man...
accessible?
There will be plenty of that in the body of the show. Okay?
You're
going to be real satisfied with your whole handicap riff.
No,
okay?
no.
Don't skip ahead in the show.
Maybe I was referring to your child. Maybe your child needs to get a coffee cup.
I got your child right here. You see that?
Oh, when's the ramp going out front?
Right. The ramp's not going up. It's a split level. It's a single story.
That's right.
About a 4-inch lip. By the way,
it's the community. Come on, man.
It's already built.
By the way, the purple cane. Purple
is it gone?
Gone?
Is gone.
Hey, don't get happy. Remember last time we played this game?
No, I'm going to use it. The incidental walking around the house, I'm not using it. When I take the long little trips that I take every single day, I'll still have it by my side.
And for your soft shoe routine.
Yes, that's right. When I'm doing my tribute to The Mills brothers.
Exactly.
No, not the Mills brothers. Who are the
two Nicholas dancers? Brothers.
The Nicholas brothers. Thank you, Rob.
I wanted to go even older than the Mills brothers.
Yeah, but I like the Nicholas brothers. Yeah.
Very energetic.
Tap, tap, tap. All right. Getting back to Rob Spiewak. And
yes.
By the way, we've got the mailbag here. And
we
we're
do.
Tardy on the mailbag. Rob Spiewak guest hosted on 50% of our affiliates, the 97.1 The Wave,
La
your
Ola.
Beach station.
La Playa.
At La Playa.
Exactly.
Playa Ocean City.
Yeah.
And this was my favorite break because, you know, kids, as you know, are sometimes fickle about coming on the show.
Oh, of course.
And I said, Robert, do you want to do something? He says, yeah, let me prep something. And I said, oh, my God, this is new. So this is my favorite break from the last 2 days on The Wave.
All right.
Won The Wave, your beach station. Rob Spiewak in for Tom Schultz. And I told you we'd have surprises today. And how big of a surprise is it when you have two Robert W. Spiewaks on the radio with you? Son, come here. My son Robert has prepared some jokes, and I think you're going to be extraordinarily underwhelmed. How excited are you about these jokes?
I'm pretty excited. They're pretty good.
All right, go ahead. Go with one. Go ahead.
All right, so.
By the way, I don't pay for writers. This is right out of eighth grade. So go ahead.
I remember the last thing my grandpa said to me before he kicked the bucket. He said, hey, how far do you think I can kick this bucket?
Not great. Do they get better?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
good.
Let's do another one.
What kind of bagel can fly?
What kind of bagel can fly?
A plain bagel.
Got another one for me?
Yeah. Did you hear about the two antennas that got married?
Yeah, the wedding wasn't much, but the reception was great. You didn't think I was going to let you come in here and take all the punchlines. One more. A big, strong finish?
Yeah, this one's my best. Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the stupidest animal in the jungle?
What is the stupidest animal in the jungle?
A polar bear.
Okay. You win. That's a good one. All right. Can you take me to commercials? By the way, this is Robert W. Spiewak III sitting in for Tom Schultz, and he is now going to throw us to commercials. He's going to read this.
97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
They play the best music ever made. He nodded. He's not a great disc jockey. We'll be back right after this.
That's nice.
That was so cool for me.
You're not doing DJ
ever.
Rob's voice.
Now
you've modified.
Regular
when did you
Rob.
Make that pivot? I feel like a father whose oldest son has blossomed. That is, you didn't.
That break.
Everybody, what you? You've no.
Well, you're very sweet.
I'm not,
thank
I mean,
you.
Your yeah. son's great, but you've modified your pattern. To just talk, and I'm all in.
Isn't it
now
most stupid?
What do you mean?
Instead of stupidest, most stupid?
No, I think both are acceptable, but I think stupidest would be the easiest.
So is it you like that the whole show?
That yeah, for the two
or
days of the morning show.
Like, hey everybody, it's your old buddy.
No screaming.
See,
you sound so natural.
Well, I'd like to hear the natural Rob do the Christmas stuff and all that.
I don't know.
You like that, but it's not you. It's not. That was really you. That was great.
That was like a dad who loves his son. You.
That was absolutely.
I'll do a segment later where there's a dad who hates his daughter. It's sort of the same. Well, that's very nice of you, and they were extraordinarily
that's
kind.
That's what I want to hear. If I was sitting there, if I can put my old program director hat on, that's what I like. That's the real Rob, relaxed, real Rob. That's the way you ought to be every time you do that. I know you think that, it's me. But I mean, that's.
Can
not
you give
the,
an example? Because
okay,
just for people that are just
Rob
listening,
knows exactly
right now.
What I'm talking
what
about.
What is?
Rob
no,
knows
no,
exactly
it,
what I'm talking.
Normally, when I do it, and it's a more music-oriented show.
Can you do a break? Can you do a talk over that does the old buddy Rob thing?
Sure.
That is nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah. Some people might love it.
Yeah, some people might.
There are people that like it.
Yeah, but it's not terrific. All right, here we go.
You're really setting me up to excel here.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to get. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see.
105 WAVA.
Hey, buddy. It's your old buddy Rob right here on your favorite radio station. 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. You having fun out there? Beautiful weather. Even though it's after Labor Day. Hey, I want to let you in on a secret. I'm sitting here in the studio all by myself, but I'm still wearing white pants. Huh? You're welcome, ladies. Stick around. We got the best music ever made coming up on this radio station. And tonight at 7 p.m., Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to Mike make fun of my broadcasting style. You can hear it here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
I I have heard now a pivot. Even with that, that is better than previous incarnations.
Yeah, you live, you grow. That was hacky than
Steve,
it's ever been.
This is Mike O'Mara. Steve Bridges, listen to me. I think Rob deserves another shot. I think you need to put Rob Spiewak back on KCJ.
You know what? There might be another station that's interested in Rob doing a music show.
Oh, really?
You mean, another, like another around here?
WPGC?
Or what?
Well, no, maybe one that we already have an affiliation with. Stay tuned, folks. An announcement coming up this month.
Oh, the wave.
Yeah.
Woo!
So you're going to be doing that, like you're going to be doing on
a music show. Yeah, it'll be a Saturday. You know what? Might as well say it now. We will have a start date announced very soon.
I think you deserve it.
But a Saturday morning music show. We're going to do 3 hours of records. Every Saturday, and it'll be on 97.1 The Wave all around the Delmarva area.
Will you promise me though you will be more real, Rob? Because that to me makes,
you know what, Mike? I will make that pivot.
Even when you did that, it was less of the old buddy thing, and I just
less,
think the natural.
Well, the less of the catchphrases and the crutches.
I think you sound fantastic.
Can I still put reverb on my voice?
You can. Yeah, I know, because okay. I know you. That's your. I mean, you grew up on that. You cut your teeth on that. You want to do that, and I think
reverb.
Look, I love doing that too. But the thing is, I loved what I heard today, and I think that's awesome. And I love that it's in the backyard, and I love that it's working with an affiliate for this show. And
they couldn't be any kinder. Their music is great. And also, everyone, if you go to their website, you can download their app. And, you know, I had a message today. Someone was listening to their morning show in Tunisia.
Oh,
how cool is that?
Cool.
Rob is, look, I know we're on the station, and I know Rob is doing a show on the station, but I have to tell you, what he says about the music on that station, they have hit on a formula.
Yep.
I'm not going to overstate it because I don't know where they source it, where they get it from, but the music on that station is so well balanced for people that like that kind of thing that I think it's awesome. So
on the way in today,
to
I heard Sheryl Crow, I heard the Rolling Stones, I heard the Kinks,
nice.
I heard Huey Lewis. Every song I loved. It's just a great station. So thanks, guys, for having me.
You know, back in the day when I was working on a radio station that had a limited playlist, I really wish that back when I was playing a little music, I could have had that much variety. So congratulations. I think it
sounds
good.
Woo.
And keep up the good work. And I like the idea, Oscar, you know, when we get a new affiliate for this show that we, you know, maybe we're the package deal, you know, and we pop in that music show that Rob does and, you know, we do it that way. That's what I could see us doing that.
Yeah, but we get it month to month because we don't know if he's going to be around next month, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he tends
you
to...
mean a death joke?
Yes!
Really?
Wow. Well, anyway.
Well, if I'm going to die, I'm going back to saying your old buddy Rob. I'm going out happy.
Well, your old buddy Rob, I have a question for you because it's time to open up the mailbag because it's not about me. It's
could
not about
we possibly
you.
Start the show and then do the mailbag? Because otherwise, we're going to be murdered on time.
You know what? We will do that, but make sure. Do you have any more days on doing the morning show?
These are the last 2 days because Radiothon was yesterday and today, and that's what
and
Tom Schultz
is working
on.
And if one was going to, say, identify a potential month where they can hear you on Saturdays on that radio station, what month would they want to tune in?
They will hear an announcement, and they will hear the show before the end of September.
Whoa.
That's awesome. Okay, congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Congrats.
You deserve it. And we will take a break. When we come back, we will open our weekly mailbag right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You were good, but your son was better.
Yeah. Always the case.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Morning, officers. What y'all, the second team?
We're the first team.
Yeah. We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. See, that's more natural for us. You've been hanging out with this dude too long. I'm sorry, I'm just f***ing with you. That's funny to me, sorry. So you're going to try to keep up with me?
No problem.
Y'all want something to drink? Beer or something? I got some stuff in the trunk. Excuse me.
For a man who claims to be on vacation, you look a lot like you're on a stakeout.
Stakeout? No. I'm picnicking. This looks like a picnic area. Well, guys, I've been shooting the shit long enough. Time for me to take in some sights. Excuse me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Good morning, everybody. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital. Or good evening, whichever. Good afternoon, in the case of our Iowa friends. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. We're on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Meara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And now, pivot to the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory Anchorman announcer.
Oh, good.
And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. His name, Augustus Gloop. When we're on, you can call us anytime. By the way, I know I'm a
hungry.
We'll get there. If you're sorry for Wonka, it's going to cost him a fortune in parts. Good morning, everybody. Our show today brought to you by FanDuel. Okay, Rob put me in with the Spillover League because our league, the TMOS League at FanDuel, filled up too fast. I got in the Spillover League, and I was able last night and a little bit this morning to modify my lineup that Rob had put in. And, Rob, you didn't put any, like, effort into it, right?
No, it was simply a placeholder.
You threw players in there, so...
I wanted to make sure you got in what you wanted, right.
We're talking about FanDuel, fantasy football fans. Finally, opening week of the NFL regular season. That means FanDuel is back. Give them a round of applause, woo! Everybody. FanDuel packing a full season of excitement into just 1 week. Because every week you pick a new team, any player you want. Just stay under the salary cap. But they do it all automatically. So when you go in there and you put in your lineup, they'll let you know if you've gone over, like they did with me, as I struggled between my last wide receiver and my first tight end.
Ooh,
the battle that I went through. I am thrilled. I am thrilled with my Russell Wilson, Todd Gurley combination.
Gurley?
With the brand new Los Angeles Rams. I believe this is going to be... I'm going to show the Spillover people that were like me, tardy, getting into the Mike O'Meara Show fan league on FanDuel. I'm going to show them what a winner looks like this week, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to be stunned. And I also got myself into a $25 league.
Oh, as well. Whoa.
Let me just say, I will continue
to do
the
rich,
show.
Mike.
Yes.
I will continue to do the show when I win my $2 million.
Thank you, Mike.
Just wanted to let you know that.
Awfully big of you.
FanDuel has upgraded your entire experience because you deserve to enjoy everything sports has to offer. There are beginner's contests that have all the way to learn the ropes of it, settle the score, have all the fantasy football that has to offer. Be sports rich. Sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button and use the code TMOS. And we have a Spillover League. Is there room in that league, or is that league sold out too?
It was close to selling out last night. They have to check fast.
All right. Next week we'll have more. Yeah. We'll have more slots, right?
Already looked into it. Yes, we will have it done.
Deposit today. You'll get 5 free entries to NFL Beginner Contest. You get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks in a row. They're 50-50 contests where the top half of players win cash prizes. Don't forget to use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. Void where prohibited. And, I'm completely engrossed.
It's so fun, isn't it? It's the best.
Mike, I know we have the mailbag coming up in just a second here. Quickly, would you be interested in a fantasy football expert on the program?
Yeah.
It's something we've been working on.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be
great. A FanDuel guy? I think
not even FanDuel. Like a national guy that does this.
Absolutely.
Can come on and maybe give you a heads up on what's going on in the coming week.
Absolutely. And do you think, will I be giving anything away if I share my lineup with everybody for this particular?
No, you've already locked in.
And we're not competing.
And by the way, it's not like they can't go there and look at it.
This is true. Yeah. At quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Gurley, running back. I've got the other. Why'd you go E?
Oh, no. Please. I apologize.
Well, it's just as a rule, you don't. As a rule, Mike, you don't want to use
a franchise out in L.A. Come on.
As a rule, you just don't want to play with a Gurley football player.
I've got Mark Ingram. Is it Mark Ingram?
Yes.
Okay, as my other wide receiver, Odell Beckham Jr. from your New York Giants as my wide receiver. Strong. Julian, my first two of my three wide receivers are going to be in the money this week. I got Odell Beckham Jr. and Julian Edelman, who's going to be the primary wideout for the New England Patriots. Thank you very much. Then I got a guy I don't know from Cleveland, who's my third wide receiver.
You got to lose somewhere, Mike, because you're spending so much money up top, right? Top heavy.
Heartline.
You are the Jerry Jones of this league.
then I've got Ty. I should know the. I'm not a sports guy as much as.
Now some of these guys, the players on the team don't even know because once you get to like the $4,500 guys.
Yeah, right. You don't know. But I got Will Ty, also from the New York Giants. You know, I'm a homer a little bit as my tight end, and then Let me see.
Mike ran out of money so early, the defense he's running is the California Angels. It's the only one he could afford.
Matt Bryant from Atlanta as my kicker. That, by the way, look for that one.
Who did you have?
My little sleeper. Matt Bryant.
Okay.
Of Atlanta as my kicker. And then I got the Atlanta defense, which was my bargain basement defense, playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think that I have to tell you, I know it's week one.
Yes.
I feel incredible about my...
I like the enthusiasm.
Start counting your money, Mike. It's as good as one.
I love it.
And I'd love to get a fantasy guy on. I'd like to get a real, a nerd Nick that can talk about this. And, by next week or the week after, I'll be depressed enough where I'll want to talk to him. It should be great. And now, without further ado, not about our fantasy leagues.
No.
Not about us. Not about Rob's DJ stuff. It is all about you, ladies and gentlemen. If you miss a little, you miss a lot.
Shut up.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
Old buddy Rob.
All the time. All these things that
D-double-E-J-Y.
It's all about you.
Daddy-O on the radio.
He deserves it. We knock him down enough, Oscar, where he's going to pick himself up.
Oh, he's at it.
Speaking of Rob, hey, Senor Rob, do we have any presents in El Hopero today?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, this came by way of a Vistaprint card from Kelly Martin.
Ooh.
And she works at a company she owns, actually. It's called Original Nostalgia. She does artwork. And there's a letter here. Remember when Mike was out, we had a very, very enthusiastic conversation about anime?
Oh, yeah.
She has a lot of people.
Boy, I'm glad I was on my deathbed.
Spoiler alert.
Well, her company is called Original Nostalgia, and she gets a lot of requests for paintings, original paintings of anime characters. And we sort of intimated when we had
how
the conversation. Well, Mike, there is a sexual sort of undertone to some anime.
What?
And Kelly Martin sent an original painting for Pony that I think you'll enjoy seeing. So thank you, Kelly.
Let's see this.
We've kept this in the envelope because it's really not appropriate for the office. But
Pony, does that turn you on?
Whoa!
Only a little bit.
Let me see that.
Only when it's next to you.
Wow.
So Mike, it's on canvas.
Yeah, it is a real painting. I mean, it's an oil painting that Kelly Martin sent for Pony.
The shirt says TMOS.
Oh, does it really?
Let me see it.
Let me see it again.
Oh, that is great.
Wow. It's an anime green.
The only question I have for you, Pony, after looking at that painting, is Japan a cold climate?
Yes.
Yeah, because it looks like she might be chilly.
Rob, you don't channel your father, please. Okay, it's bad enough that we show that on the screen.
That's original art.
Yes, it is.
Big.
Are you gonna frame it? Are you gonna frame it and put it on your wall, Pony?
You know, I might just do that.
Yeah, it might be important to put it under glass.
Put it in your powder room at your apartment. Put it in your powder room.
His
then have
powder
the girls
room
over for the spaghetti dinner. You know, it's like if you need to freshen up before dinner. You know, if you need to freshen up before dinner, it's right down the hallway.
Can I yourself can out. I get that thank business
you
card?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay. How you doing in there? Did you see the painting? Oh my God! All right. Sorry
how creepy
that
is it? The notion of him saying, do you want to go to the bathroom if, you know, freshen up before dinner, fully knowing that they're going to go in and see his dirty anime?
Hey, can Henson come do out that? Henson's
they'll
look
come
at
out ready to go.
All right. Well, that's our gift, and thank you. Thank you, lady.
Lady.
Kelly Martin.
Kelly Martin. Now on
happy
to the mailbag. Here's the first one right out of the gate. I'm writing to request a birthday
happy
greeting
birthday
from the TMOS crew for my son, Nathan. He turned 20 this happy week and is currently stationed in Hawaii,
Hawaii
as a U.S. Army combat engineer. Unfortunately, this will be his second consecutive birthday that I won't be able to spend with him. Well, that stinks, but that's a great duty. Hawaii is one of the best duties in the service. And does this continue, Rob? Is this more about this gentleman?
This is a full letter. Nathan, we don't have any short ones this week.
When Nathan was growing up, he'd listen to the Don and Mike show with me, and he always got a kick out of the fart jokes and Charlie's antics. Not necessarily in that order. I'm looking forward to this time next year when he turns 21 and I'll be able to take him to any bar or casino in the country. Is that the Descendants soundtrack that you're playing?
I just have this.
That's some of the most beautiful music I think I've ever heard on a soundtrack. George Clooney's movie, The Descendants.
It might be. I have it labeled as the Maui Medley, so it could be right.
It does sound like it's from the soundtrack.
Can you imagine?
I love that mellow Hawaiian music.
This kid is not even 21 yet. He can't buy a drink yet, and he's already serving his country.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's the second time he's going to miss his birthday. If you and the rest of the crew could send him a birthday greeting, that would be great. Sincere thanks to you and Rob and Oscar and Pony and all the interns for everything you do to put on such a fantastic show. TMOS is the best thing out there. Have a great day, and best of luck with your continuing hip rehab. Best regards, Wes Armstrong in York County, Pennsylvania, who is a listener since 1992. All right, Nathan, I'm going to send this one out there. This is from me to you. I never served in the United States military, but I'm going to tell you something. I read a tremendous amount about it. And you may be 20 years old, and at 20, I think a lot of people really are unsure what the future holds. But the fact that you are doing what you're doing right now, I'm just here to tell you, you're getting yourself a leg up. And it's a leg up to being a responsible adult and a leg up to being a man and a leg up to all the good things that I think will serve you well in the future. So if you're lonely and you're missing the family on your birthday, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for your service to our country. And you hear a lot of talk, you know, in these political days about the military and supporting our military and doing that. But I don't say it very often, and I probably don't say it often enough, but I think that it's truly spectacular simply based on people like you, people that are your age, people that actually make that sacrifice, and they do it when they're young. Now, a lot of them do it for a variety of reasons, but it doesn't matter to me. The fact is that I think it serves you well down the road. And when we get into some sort of S-storm in our country and we're all here flapping our gums and feeling good about saying welcome home and things like that, you're the guy that's on the front lines getting it done. And I think everybody should pause and remember that there are youngsters, people, as Rob said, that can't even buy a drink yet, that are out there getting it done and risking their lives in many cases. And if they're not risking their lives, they're still doing the good work to keep all of us safe.
Yeah.
And I think we forget it a lot with all the stuff that goes on. So way to go. My salute going out to Nathan for your 20th birthday. 20 years old, that far away from home. God bless you and stay safe. So that's my little serious message to you. Next letter says, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, and whatever underling interns are in the studio today.
Mac attack.
I am writing to ask you to congratulate my Uncle Phil Ham. Of the Vienna Ham Clan.
I know that.
For making it one more time around the sun. I love that. That's fantastic. He is exiting his feckless 40s and entering his flatulent but failing 50s. Tell me about it. Not so much the flatulence, but the
failing. I beg to differ.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you do, Mr. Man?
I've worked with you.
Okay. Anyway, and like Mike, I am sure he will soon start falling apart before our eyes. Happy birthday, Phil, S-A-D, and Pat is the best. Who's Pat?
This is funny. The Ham family is a huge family in Vienna. I went to school.
Pat Ham?
I went to school with a couple of... Pat Ham is the funniest Ham.
Okay.
Just simply put. Yeah.
So you put that in Pat Ham?
No, he wrote it in. Jake did. I don't know Jake from Adam.
All right. Jake Ham.
Jake Ham.
All right, Jake Nick Ham, Kosher. Pat Ham, and all the Hams.
There's
we'll
also
take them all.
There was also Andy Ham,
right?
And Mother Ham.
Who's the most famous Ham that was an NFL player, Rob?
Ooh. Here's
a trivia question. Want a hint?
Yes.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Ham.
Jack Ham.
Jack Ham. Oh, was he in Mad Men?
No.
Oh, it's John
Ham Radio.
John Ham.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah.
Ham Radio featured primarily in that wonderful TV show you recommended. Let's move on, shall we? Hello, boys. Please wish a happy birthday to my bride, Alicia Frumpkin, September 12th. She is having a crazy time at work. Hey, guess what, Alicia Frumpkin? That happens to be my wedding anniversary.
Woo!
How about that? And we're planning on staying at home. She is having a...
Mike.
Two more days of infusion. Sorry. She is having a crazy time at work, and I know that the show has been a huge help in putting a smile on her face. She would never ask for anything, but because I am a greedy a-hole, I've always wondered if Mike has a Diane Rehm impersonation. Thanks. Love you guys. Josh Frumpkin, Jeopardy Boy. Okay.
Now, I didn't know if you did Diane Rehm. I don't know if we have to spin for this. I don't know what.
Hold on a second.
How we
Let me
handle
do
it.
Some work here. This is a shock to me. But
she's on NPR?
Oh, yeah.
She's had some medical issues, right? So she doesn't sound like.
You know, I'm not familiar. I don't listen to NPR. I'm the opposite of everyone Washington, D.C.
This is what's beautiful about what's happening right now. This is Mike at work.
Exactly.
Right? Mm. You get the peek behind the curtain.
All right,
now, Mike, it's Diane, not Harry.
I've never done it before, okay? Hold on just a second. second. Let's see what happens here, okay? Let's see how it goes. From Washington, D.C., this is National Public Radio. I'm Diane Rehm. I've never done this impression before. The presidential debates are scheduled for 1 month from today. We'll talk with our political correspondents to find out just how good things are going for both candidates. I should point out again that you are listening to All Things Considered on National Public Radio.
I've been off.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. Oh, man, that was awesome.
Guys will tell you, Rob, you know that. I didn't skip ahead.
You know, sometimes...
I went into the music file, got it on my own, and did that. Very
sometimes
proud of
we just hope for a single, and then you hit it out of the park.
You just heard, you just heard the magic.
That was the magic.
That was very exciting. I really like
very
that.
Very clever
thanks,
voice.
Josh.
Josh.
Jeopardy boy. That's our Jeopardy guy, by the way.
Yeah. He was
oh,
great.
Incidentally, if you want to look at the celebrity versions of Jeopardy, Anderson Cooper, absolutely a dunce. And Louis C.K., you know, really one of the better celebrities
genius.
I've ever seen.
Well, yeah,
play
but
the
also
literally
it's
almost genius.
It's
level.
Celebrity Jeopardy. The questions are at Regis level.
Yeah. So, but when you see Anderson, who's going, you know, Anderson Cooper, as like time goes on, I become less and less
threadbare.
Enthralled.
He's a little threadbare. Yeah.
Yeah. I really think there's
Vanderbilt.
A lot of these
guys. Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt anyway, is something that I'm wearing right now.
Excuse me.
Moving right along. Hey, guys, with all the hurricane talk lately from Mike, I can't help but think how great it would be to hear Charlie's take on the storm's spaghetti lines. Thanks, Nick Lawrence. Well, we're going to have to spin for
all
that.
I have a
Nick.
Coin here, so.
Let's see what happens. That's no. Sorry. No.
Aww.
Sorry, the Diane Rehm. You just can't go back to back after that, you know, and, you know, it was just like, now he's pounding on the door. Why is he pounding on the door? Cut it out. Stop.
Charlie.
What are you doing with that? What are you doing? All right. All right, I'll open the door.
Really, really squiggly.
That was Charlie. Sorry, Nick, there wasn't more for you there. Good
you
morning,
never
gentlemen.
Even got on Mike.
I have one simple request for my birthday, which was yesterday. I am requesting that Jennifer beg Rob on my behalf to unblock me on Facebook. I have learned my lesson from that thing I did on that day 3 years ago, and I will never do it again. Your loyal fan of over 30-plus years, Jonathan Youngson. Rob, a sticky wicket here.
Yeah.
Not only a request to do a character, which we do periodically,
sure.
But a request to have you refriend somebody, and I'm.
Can
I'm
I offer
sure.
my thoughts?
Yes,
I think this guy he obviously had a serious misstep to be unfriended and blocked.
And how I feel about this whole refriending thing after my incident.
I know,
shame.
And also he's a bit bossy and a bit specific. I want you to do this so yeah. I can do this. Well,
hey,
guess
Nick,
what, pal?
Get out of your own way. Lick it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Jonathan.
Okay?
Good there, day, Jonathan.
It. Thank you. Oh, Jonathan. I'm sorry. That was Nick was the other guy.
Yeah. Lick it.
So Jonathan. But actually, he did ask for Jennifer, so let's bring Jennifer in.
I agree. Pound sand. That's the way I feel about it. All
hey,
right?
baby.
Was that too loud, Oscar?
No, you I just. That, you seem you really, really upset. Really upset, Jennifer.
I really was. Does that sound better?
Much
sounds
better,
great.
Much better.
You know, Pony's right. here. If you want to say hi.
Hi, Mr. Man.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Oh no!
Gross.
hey, I love your anime.
Oh no!
I love
Even
your
worse.
Anime poster.
I love you.
Thank you, dear heart. Thanks so much. Maybe you can come down and visit me down here where I live.
I think I'll do that. Maybe the show will pay for a ticket.
That'd be fantastic. Fly down and we can have burritos. Burritos. Yeah.
Is that code?
And then we can play Jennifer's Dutch Oven.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Gross.
Bad
did that sound okay? Seriously?
Yeah,
yeah, it
did.
It was perfect. But you know, Pony doesn't know how to buy a plane ticket.
All right. So that's, that's Jonathan Youngson.
Denied.
Jonathan, you'll have to take that up with Rob, and it sounds like it's not going that well. Moving right along. Dear Mike and gang, I've listened faithfully since the D&M days. You are part of my daily diet as I enjoy listening while eating lunch in my car, laughing hysterically while people drive in and out wondering what's wrong with me. I also support the show with Amazon and the bonus shows. Appreciate that. I don't have a request, but instead a question about the grease man calling in last week. The hot chick finally calls in after several months of being mentioned on the show, and Grease didn't even get a minute during Wide Open Wednesday. Just wondering why Johnny Avocado didn't get a little more airtime than the average caller. Thank you for all that you do. Keep bringing the funny. Yours in Jesus Christos, Giancarlo B. from Herndon. Okay, well, first of all, he's from Herndon. Second of all, he's negative.
But also,
thirdly, what's going on? I don't even remember the whole
Grease Man. Do believe this guy, Giancarlo, believes that the bad Grease Man impersonator that called in, I believe from Winston-Salem, believes that that really was the Grease Man and thinks that we should have given him more time
Giancarlo,
because he thought it was really the Grease
Man. If that is true, if you really thought that is the Grease Man, you need to send an apology letter, and you need to send it today because we will read it on the show. You have to do that to make amends because I, too, do not know whether you actually thought that was the real Grease Man. And the reason that he didn't get a lot of time is because it was not the real Grease Man. It was somebody impersonating the Grease Man. And maybe, who knows, maybe it was you doing the impression, Giancarlo.
Oh,
I don't know. I would like clarity on all these things. So it's now from Herndon, Virginia, the happy place. You know, you have to. What you have to do, Giancarlo, is you
make
have
amends.
To correspond with us again and let us know what the real deal is, Wade. Okay, that's what I want you to
do. If he lives in Herndon, I wonder if he goes to a bar.
Hello there. Well, maybe it really was a Grease Man. Shut up, Jimmy. Dear funny men of TMOS, that's what he'd say. On September 4th, are you sure? Dear funny men of TMOS, on September 14th, my wife, Malia, gracefully crosses the half-century mark. To take the sting out of that milestone, I was hoping we could put two bits in the gambling fun machine. Wow, demanding listeners today. To see if our favorite restaurateur, Dick Queasy, could give her a pep talk on keeping it tight. In our house, we like to say we don't have a gambling problem, we have a winning problem. So let's hope these
what
two
a,
bits
what a
cash
jerk.
In. Her first birthday present is going to be a subscription to the bonus show. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to me. Thank you, Rob Hudgens from Bradenton, Florida, just up the street from Chateau O'Mara. So he's asking for two. I'm confused, Rob. What's going on here?
He wants a Dick Queasy pep talk for his wife, if Dick is available. We can spin and see.
All right.
I like
so
his chances.
Does two bits mean he's putting two coins in? Is that
no, two bits
doing?
Means a quarter.
Ah, two bits. Sorry, my bad. I apologize.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar.
All right, let's see what happens.
All right, here we go. See how we do it.
Lobster, crab.
Oh, no. Burn.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, the house wins.
Rob.
Kitchen fire.
It was something about your manner. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Rob, would I be accurate in saying there might be a tad of a tone here just a little bit?
Well, no,
The two bits.
Yeah, that really was.
Just took it out of my sails. So. Yeah.
Oh, well. His fault, Rob Hudgens. Yeah, your
now
fault.
Now it's time for I hold in my I hold in my hand the last letter. Hi, guys. It says 7 is the number of perfection in religious writings. 7 is a lucky number, and 7 years is the anniversary of our TMOS star and his iron-strong wife, Carla, as they celebrate 7 years of marriage next Monday. Blessings on you both as you celebrate this milestone. And just a reminder, if anyone wants to send something to the happy couple, be sure to use... No, I'm not saying that. No.
He says it twice,
you don't send me anything
too.
For my anniversary. Can't wait to see you all again on November 5th. Happy anniversary to the most generous man I know. Dirk Vastrick sends this along. Good a boy from Spokane. Dirk! Stop it. You're saturating us with love.
He's
and
a good
I
man,
love
Dirk.
That. You're a good man. I am delighted. I look forward to seeing you and tipping a glass at the November shindig. And thank you. But no, I'm not going to give a promo for people to send.
Oh, I can't wait to
Amazon.
Go to the post office box and see what's there.
No. You know, look, we all have birthdays. People send us stuff occasionally for that. Random people get a Jones, to send something nice. But the fact is, no. We start doing anniversaries. I'm sorry, I must draw the line. And by the way, Dirk like popped for an anniversary dinner for me last year, I believe.
I remember.
And,
yeah.
It was really super nice, and that was extremely
kind of you.
He's generous
that way. Yeah.
He's generous. He's a crazy generous guy, and it's embarrassing sometimes, but I love you, Dirk, and I'm so glad you're making
room.
The trip out here. Well, I love the guy. He's a great guy, and on that note, that's a happy, happy joy. Joy, the rest of you can S-A-D.
Thank
Start
you.
The show. we're taking a break.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet in to port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hexedited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. This is not your father's tech show.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Tech 411 Show.
I don't know if you catch this because you're not in studio with us up here. Yeah. When Oscar lip syncs his own promos, it's like carpool karaoke. It is so exciting.
It?
It's a thrill to be a part of it.
Is that the fat guy thing? That
yeah, James did? Gordon.
Overrated.
Tell
anyway,
me about
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Goodbye, summer. Hello, Amazon. With summer in the rearview mirror and autumn coming up fast, it's the best time of the year for Amazon. Amazon.com has everything you need and at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support our friends here at TMOS. So whether it's a rake for the falling leaves, scary Halloween decor, books for the back-to-school season, new shoes, for the squared ads or even flannel shirts for your scarecrow. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And thank you for being as sweet as apple cider and as pretty as a pumpkin patch.
Hey, I'll see
You're
you at
the best.
I'll see you at the square dance.
You really are. Happy autumn, dear. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are late, aren't we?
We are.
We're running super late here. Let's do this now. Let's do this here and now. The big story yesterday was the Apple iPhone 7, the debut. And the massive controversy. But as usual, in America, I think we've become savvy enough to understand that even when you are hearing people bitch, you have a company that is probably getting what they wanted, which was the publicity for this brand new product and their desire to move us off of headphone jacks on an iPhone and move us to the wireless technology that is only available through Apple. And they've done it again. My question to our resident Tech 411 host, Oscar Santana, how is this landing in your opinion and personally? And what do you think the future holds for this particular launch, Oscar Santana?
iPhone 7 and iPhone 7S will be go on sale tomorrow as we tape.
Pre-order, right?
Today, pre-order, yes. I'll say, Mike, that I wasn't expecting as many announcements and features as Apple put out. Now,
do you think that everyone's been talking about no headphone jack for a week now. Did they leak that to distract from the other features? Because they brought up a lot of other features.
No, I think that's a real pivot from the norm. So you have to, that had to have been addressed before it was out. And there are rumors about the headphone jack for years now leaving the phone. It's an evolution. Is it different? Is it strange? I agree. Is it going to be a game changer for consumers out there? I think it's going to take some time. And for me to come on here and tell you that I'm excited about the new wireless earbuds and the ability to have a phone that's going to have a faster processor and a better camera potentially and a nicer screen and an evolution of the current product we have, I'm excited about that. So I'm not as concerned as about the headphone jack as everyone else is. But I could see where you really have to slow walk the entire consumer base to say, we're going to give you a phone without a headphone jack, but here's the adapter for free.
Yeah,
right?
that shocked me that they're including the adapter. That totally shocked me.
I think
that
you have to do that.
So the adapter means the adapter goes into the back of your flash drive thing, right?
No, it just goes into the lightning port where you would charge.
Yes. The lightning port. So the adapter, so you get that accomplished that way, but...
But if you take the technology out of it, the one thing that you have to give Apple is they still, after all these years and a couple missteps, they can market themselves and build the public into a frenzy. Jimmy
they make
Kimmel
it into a
said,
national event every time they launch.
Last night, Jimmy Kimmel said they're the only company in the world that would stage a major press event for taking something away. And they turned it into a positive. It's amazing what they do.
Look, Apple's supposed to be, these iPhones are supposed to be the gold standard for phones, right?
Right.
And the Samsung guys out there, they're having their own problems right now, so they can't get up on their soapbox.
Right.
Though I think that, like everything else we have, let's talk about the studio right now we have here in Washington, D.C. We used to have a mechanical board.
Yep.
And now we have an iPad Pro running a sophisticated software that runs the studio.
Everything in electronics seems to be moving away from, of course, obviously analog, and moving in the direction of wireless as well. And I think that, you know, all of our wireless technologies that have become part of our culture in America, I shouldn't use that word, culture is not what I'm looking for, but part of our routine.
Yeah, our lifestyle. You know,
once they establish themselves, they ultimately make your life better. I include remotes. I include phones. This, to me, is no exception. And I think that it's really just a bunch of hype when you hear people that are on the street. I don't know if I'm going to like it. I don't know. You answered the question in the first 5 minutes. You said they include an adapter.
Yeah.
So they include an adapter. So that's fine. Then you make the pivot. And if you got the extra shekels, you pop for the $150 to buy the earbuds, the wireless earbuds. And if you get a situation where the wireless earbuds have better fidelity and better clarity and they're better because you know they're going to be with
Apple.
That's what I predict.
This is the first time you're using silicone in the actual hardware. Where in the wireless
earbuds, they're going to be pliable to the ear when they go in.
Well, it's not just that. It gives you a perspective of what's to come in the future because it's not cheap to do that, right?
Yeah, right.
So that's an expense that they're putting onto the market. And if it works here, the devices and gadgets we're going to see in the future for them, I mean, the sky's the limit.
But you know what? One limit that bothers me about the wireless headphones, and I hadn't even thought about that until I brought it up today on the news, they're rechargeable. And you only get about 5 hours out of them. And do you know that it's going to be – that's another charger you're going to have to lug when you travel.
But you'll probably,
and that sucks.
It's probably included with the
– It is included, but I mean –
extra money you're going to pay for the headphones.
But it is included, but you're going to get 5 hours roughly out of a charge on the earbuds.
Can I say this? And this is to anybody that jogs, power walks, does anything like that. And I think Oscar can back me up on this. The single greatest hassle for me – when I'm, because that's when I digest other podcasts is when I go on a lengthy walk.
Right.
That's when I get this content. Anybody that works out on a treadmill, anybody that's on an elliptical, the wireless technology is that. I think that's what it's for. Because you don't want to battle the cord. It's the worst. The cord is inevitably the worst thing.
Now, I'm shocked we still use these.
Mine is cutting out right now.
Yeah, I'm shocked we still use these. These headphones in studio that are wired, and I got to tell you,
because there's no demand for them to advance the industry. That's why
I get that, but they have wireless studio grade headphones. I have them, right? Mm. But for some reason, this big wire that could strangle me right now, like in an anaconda,
right?
It just comforts me, but I haven't made the leap yet, right?
And because you're doing your job, and I feel the exact same way when I talk about broadcasting, having that connection to the board, and I have had issues with wireless technology before like that, but, you know, it's where we're going to end up. It's where we're going to be, and as far as I'm concerned, the way I look at this with all the hype, I think they don't care if they're getting people bitching about it because it's more publicity for Apple. And the bottom line with this, I think,
didn't
is
they
Apple,
go through the
once
same,
again, is ahead of the curve.
Forgive me. Didn't they go through the same thing when they made the MacBook without the disk drive?
Absolutely.
And, I mean, every time they have advanced something, they get the grief, and then they realize, you know what?
I never really use it.
Yeah. Well,
I can download it off the web.
Yeah.
When's the last time I carried a Windows CD to boot up my Microsoft Office?
Yeah, my AOL CD.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and we'll take a deeper dive on Tech 411, but realistically, thank you, cheap plug. I'll say that for me, Mike, now the purchase of Beats and Beats and that overall company, that hardware company for headphones, and now these wireless earbuds that are running on Apple's tech.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense. Now that I see that the vertical integration of both companies, Mike.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that we'll ultimately, I don't know if it's going to be the home run, and you'll know with sales within
the fidelity,
6 months.
Though, imagine you throw those in, and both of you are like really, really like audio snobs, right?
Are you going to take the dive? Are you going to give it a shot?
I'm in. My iPhone 6, it dies every other hour. It's time to upgrade.
That's because it's embarrassed.
My 5, is this a 5S? Is this a 5S that I have? Is that what I have? Is it the 5S? I'm not sure. This one has been...
That looks
I've had this phone longer than any other phone I've ever had. It's fantastic.
Are you still happy with it?
I'm very happy with it, but I love the idea of the wireless headphones. Yeah. I love the idea of that additional feature, and I love the fact of the upgraded camera and the circuitry on the
phone.
What
about the water resistance?
The water resistance.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. That's
huge.
Perfect for you, Mike. Perfect.
That's right. When I'm swimming with the manatees, I love that as well. We have to take a break. When we come back, speaking of manatees, I'm going to tell you about a device that's new to the O'Meara household this summer. I don't talk about it a lot.
Oh.
It's my toilet. We'll talk about that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at Moore Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Mara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble-doo-gee.
Back again.
To the drawing board. TMOS and Moore Industries. Making the funny just for you.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, by now, many of you have heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. Mrs. O'Mara last night was a little restless during the middle of the night, and she was extremely jealous of me. And I said, you know, use the product more.
Yes.
Make an adjustment to your sleep. Make an adjustment to your platform. Put your head up a little bit. Put your feet up a little bit. Use your sleep IQ analysis. Do that. And the lovely lady listened to me.
What?
Oh.
And her sleep IQ score last night was a 95. And that's because she used the technology that's available only in a Sleep Number bed. And the great news is there has never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store because all beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's just right for me. And since it adjusts on each side, it's the perfect bed for couples. Even when Carla's doing a little stirring around, I said, use the technology available to you. And then I used my Jack Albertson from Willy Wonka voice, and I said, Carla, you will never in your wildest dreams be aware of the incredible sleep that awaits you.
Sleep, Carla, sleep.
Yeah, sleep. Go on, Carla. Take a drink. My Sleep Number setting was an 85. Carla's a 65. And as I told you, Carla's last night was a 95. So was mine. Hurry in now. During the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. And Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. You only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to look your salesperson squarely in the eye. Raise that right eyebrow and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Thank you very much.
Boy, I don't have time to talk about this.
Can you at
I'll
least
tease for tomorrow?
Give us a little
tease.
Bit of it, yeah?
I'll give you two things here. One is a tease for tomorrow. Tomorrow I will tell you about my old man handicapped commode that I have in the house because of the hip surgery and everything I've been dealing with.
Is it the one that's adjacent to your master bedroom, or is it the one down the hall?
This is the one in there that's off the bedroom. This is the private one. We would not have guests come to the home and say, hey, go in there.
Yeah, I've only heard about it. I've never seen it.
Is it made of reclaimed wood?
It is made of plastic.
It's made out of an old barn.
It's an old barn, an old Amish barn torn down in the late 1950s.
And because there's so many Amish people in southern Florida.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, no, it was imported.
You see the people walking across the street. No buggies down here.
No.
No, bicycles, though. Lots of bicycles.
Sure.
You know? Yeah, you see lots of women that are super thin smoking cigarettes on bicycles, driving by them, and they look up at you and go, like my body. But I'll tell you about it in great detail because this is something that I don't want to linger on. This is the quickie throwaway that I had yesterday. Carla came home and told me that Michael said he wants to hit his teacher.
Oh, no.
And then he said he wants to hurt his teacher. He wants to hurt his teacher. Don't play the misogyny alarm, for God's sake.
I don't know. It must be CB interference. I don't know what caused that.
He's three years old.
He hasn't acted out, as they say. He just talks about that he wants to do it.
No, and he's not the type of kid that would do that. Although he's hit before when he's upset and he does,
yeah.
You know, and then we discipline him, and that's you know, he knows when he goes, it's a night in the box. That's what it is. It's a night in the box out in the backyard.
Do his little jeans, do they rip the same way yours do when you turn into the Hulk?
No, he has the potential. Thank
purple
you for that,
pants.
Oscar. He has the potential for the temper. But, you know, mommy and daddy are not shy about expressing our displeasure, which I'm sure you're aware of. All right. When Carla, as I mentioned in the Sleep Number ad, when Carla woke up in the middle of the night blaming me for doing that because Carla is a light sleeper.
But when it comes to temper, you're Willie Mays. What is she playing, double A ball?
Yeah, she doesn't get to my level.
Okay, well, very few do.
My level can be, you know, in a car driving along, but I try to control my road rage now, and I do that. But she came to me and she told me this story. It turns out there is a young man in his preschool class that has been hitting and hitting on a regular basis. And so that's where, you know, one bad apple. He's gotten this kid is, you don't need to play.
I know.
No way it's little Michael.
Well, I think that
it's always the other kid.
The three.
That's right.
It's the environment. If you've got one kid who's
learned behavior, especially if it looks like fun. Is the teacher into it?
Huh?
Is the teacher into it?
I haven't met him yet. I'm too embarrassed to go limping in with a cane to the preschool.
Oh, you said you haven't met him. Is that the kid or is the teacher a man?
No, they're both women. They're two women.
Yeah, they are.
Mike, you can Skype in now, probably. That probably super easy.
I don't
want
to Skype in.
On the mic?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Power position. Power with that background. Excuse me.
They
I'm
have
in the
what's
middle
called
of my program.
Hi there. Is my son causing any problems? This is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes! Most schools now have what is called a Promethean board, which is a large projection system.
Yes.
You could be piped right in and say, "Are you hitting that woman?"
I don't care.
Michael,
to do this.
I've got the audio vault.
The only thing I can tell you is that before he went to school this morning, before I came in here and did this show, what I said to him was, "Okay, you have a great day today. Why don't you give your teacher a hug?" And he's got his head on my shoulder. He's like buried right into my neck. And he goes, "I don't want to." I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on down there, but I'm going to check it out eventually. I just haven't rolled down there. This is another one of the, you know, incredible duties of Mrs. O'Mara while I've been on the show.
But you know what's great? There is a small victory here. The fact is he's three, right? Three going
he's
on.
Three. Yes.
Three getting a, you know.
Three going on 40, Rob.
But a three-year-old that actually says, "I want to hit," as opposed to just hauling off and hitting,
right. That
shows that he has a certain amount of self-control that is not normal for a three-year-old.
Like, no one's ever found a letter from some creep that says they want to do all these bad things, and then they go and do it. You know, they express themselves.
But he's three.
Let me tell you this, Oscar. When something like this goes down, I get all the facts, and I am relaxed with the facts of this particular case, but I will also tell you, when I hear something like this, I actually now realize that I will continue to monitor my son and see if wings are being pulled off flies or any of the cats in the neighborhood go missing.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm going to be with that, you know, until I am feeling otherwise.
Yeah, there was a guy like that in my dad's neighborhood growing up. They called him Booger's Hendel. He used to steal cats and bury them. It's not a good thing. Yeah.
Did Boogers ever grow up to do anything to people?
He's the senator from the state of New Jersey.
Congratulations, Senator. Thank you.
Senator Booger's Hendel.
Remind me if I don't,
because
you know I tend to forget. Remind me tomorrow on the show, my old man handicapped commode.
You got it.
And the multi-layers.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a little gross.
Layers of what?
Don't worry about it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Stay.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, you love listening to the Mike O'Mara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of Full Throttle, uncut, ball busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
So, we're sitting here in the house 2 days ago, and Carla says, I don't have the SUV key. And I said, okay. And then we do this house hunt for our SUV key. And I finally remembered that she had the, you know, that little computer bag that had TMOS on it that a listener sent us?
Yes.
And I remember she was taking that to go to the gym.
Yes.
And I said, I think it's in there. And like after 4 hours, she said, oh, Daddy knew where it was. I said, by the way, that tracker device that I gave the girls and that I use and that I told you I would get for you, why aren't you using it? And she's like, well, I guess I should. You need Tracker.
Yes.
Tracker is fantastic. It has the technology
that
helps you find things.
I guess I should.
You find your keys. It's already happened to me twice this
yes,
month.
Yes,
twice.
All the time.
All you do is pair Tracker. By the way, it's a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything. You pair Tracker to your smartphone. You attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with a tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, it goes in the other direction. You press the button on Tracker, and your phone will ring even when it's on silent. It's that great. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Hmm? Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. Get yours today, Mrs. O'Mara.
News.
All righty, Dos Equis released a teaser spot yesterday introducing its new most interesting man in
Ooh.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
He's younger than the last guy. He has brown hair instead of white hair. And he actually speaks a Spanish, even though he's played by a French actor named Augustin Legrand.
Have you seen him?
Bonjour. I have not seen him.
I saw him this morning. I saw the teaser spot.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that much younger. He looks a lot like the other interesting man, grew a beard and dyed it brown.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where they're going with this. I like the old guy.
Well, Augustin Legrand is 41. He takes over for Jonathan Goldsmith, who was put out to pasture earlier this year at age 77, which I don't get.
He didn't look any older or younger, right?
It's ad people. It's executives. Mm-hmm. It's itchy. I got to justify my job. I got to justify my... I hope it falls on its ass.
Also, according I hear that Dos Equis is getting rid of the headphone jack.
According to the teaser, the new guy will be a lot more active and he can crack coconuts with his bare hands. Hey, how about that? They'll start rolling out the new ads next month. Hey, during football season, huh? How's that work?
I wonder if the beer will taste any better with the new guy.
Fantastic.
Look for the two X's.
I'm looking at the guy now, and I can't wait till we see the first commercials because it looks like he's straight off the set of Narcos.
By the way, I am all in. Fabulous show, Narcos. And let me just say my takeaway from the story of Pablo Escobar, the drug kingpin from Colombia. Tough way to make a living. moving right along. You would think that Michael Douglas had a lot of encouragement from his dad, Kirk Douglas, when he went into showbiz. But actually, the opposite was true. Kirk didn't want his son to follow him into showbiz. Michael says, quote, I remember the first show I did. He came back and said, Michael, you were absolutely terrible.
Wow.
And he was so relieved because he thought I didn't have to worry about my son becoming an actor. He was so bad. But I kind of stayed with it and kept working at it. And a few shows later, he came back and he said, not bad. Is Kirk still with us or did he
pass? Is. I think he is almost 100.
Good God, that man is ageless. He doesn't die.
No, he wrote a great book. You know, his biography is a good one. If you like old Hollywood, it's called The Ragman Son. Worthy of a read. Very good book, yeah.
Colin Kaepernick's jersey sales have soared to number one in the league since he started his national anthem protest. And now he's donating the proceeds. Okay, I'm all right with that.
Yep.
Here's the quote. The only way I can repay you for the support is to return the favor by donating all the proceeds I receive from my jersey sales back to the communities.
Wow.
I believe the people and we can be the change. I believe in the people and we can be the change. That's his quote. He also denied talk that he was converting to Islam. That sounds like an internet rumor. He said, quote, I have great respect for the religion, but I think that rumor comes along with people's fear of this protest as well as Islamophobia in this country. So
he put his money where his mouth was.
Yes,
well
did,
said,
Oscar.
Right?
That's, yeah, you can't argue with it. If it goes to good causes, that's okay. There is a discussion on Reddit right now where people are talking about things that used to be cool but just aren't anymore. Here are 8 of the best answers.
Matt Bloom.
One day.
I'm sorry.
Things that used to be cool. Pushing people into swimming pools. Now that we all have electronics in our pockets, the prank becomes an expensive disaster.
That's true. That's valid, I think.
So I would imagine also, you know, literally when you push someone into a pool, they surface and say, not cool. Number 2, here it is for us, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Facebook.
Oh,
yeah, Facebook, not cool. Yeah. Sad.
Facebook.
Number three, shirts and posters that use "keep calm" phrase. Keep that "keep calm" phrase.
Oh, like, from Great Britain.
They can
keep calm
rocks
and eat nachos, or keep calm and do the Harlem Shake, or whatever. Number four, MTV. God, how long?
Well, it's
how long
been has
it been
forever
since MTV was relevant?
1992.
Number five, using text language like the letter U instead of the word U. No one likes text like that anymore.
I hate that. I never liked that.
Number six, wearing those silicone wristbands for different causes. Okay, but you know, I don't have a problem with that much. Number seven, wearing a backpack with just one strap. Using both straps is okay again.
Two straps, Mike.
What? That's right.
All two straps. School, two straps.
Hey, by the way, if you're in an airport too, you know, I mean, there's really.
I feel like a little kid though every time I do it.
You know, though, Oscar, I learned this going to Haiti. It is the best thing if you are traveling and you've got multiple stuff that you need to get on that plane. The backpack is the way to go. Backpack and a carry-on, the primo way to travel, especially when you're going to a third world country. Thank you.
Isn't there a backpack song in Dora? Because she has
backpack.
Yes. Oh. It's a horrible song. Yeah, it made me think of it. I love when you sing. Backpack.
Oh, no, come on.
I'm so sorry. I can't help myself. Let me just give me a moment here.
Sure. Backpack.
Uh-huh.
Anything that you might need, I got inside for you.
Thanks, Dora.
Backpack.
Which is not to be confused with.
Oh, this is good.
It's the map song.
This is the hit.
Everybody sing.
Hey, Michael, you want to watch Dora?
Yes, Daddy.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map.
On the map. I remember when Julia was way into Dora, and one time my father called, and it was just blaring in the background. He says, "What is that?" I just said, "You know what? The backpack is a dick."
Well, that's number seven. And number eight, the last one for our man Pony, Rob Spiewak. Can you tell me what it is? Number eight, not cool anymore. Tell Pony.
Anime?
No.
Smoking.
Oh, smoking no. Cigarettes,
oh,
Pony.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm the map. I'm the you map. Got it. I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map.
Thank you.
If you know you're going to die, there's the thing you need to smoke. It's a cigarette.
Thank you very much. When you, moving right along, thank you. When you get into a relationship, do you want to know how many previous sexual partners the other person has had? I don't know. I mean,
dicey.
You know, this day and age. Of course you do. It's human nature, I suppose. I don't know if you necessarily have to take the calculator out. There's probably a number in your head that you'd really like to hear. A new survey found the ideal minimum and maximum number of previous sexual partners. Men say they would want a woman to have at least four previous partners, but no more than 27. Yikes. And the exact number they'd most like to hear is 15. Women say they'd want a man to have at least three previous partners, but no more than 16. And the exact number they'd most like to hear is 10. So men are actually okay with women having more sexual partners.
Mm.
There's your little factoid for
not
today.
Not this guy.
Less is better.
Yes, I agree. And now a little something. A 48-year-old guy named John Higdon fired multiple gunshots into the woods near his home in Drummond's, Tennessee last Friday.
Beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, if you want to visit for summer, that's about 30 miles north of Memphis. He told the cops he'd seen people running around in ghillie suits. Those are the things the snipers wear to blend in with the bushes.
So you're not apparently dressed as Mickey Ghillie?
Hey, all the girls all look prettier at closing time. Apparently, he's a little paranoid, thought people were spying on him. He also claimed some people who worked for his neighbor were shining lights into his house. Then he fired into the woods again less than 24 hours later. So the cops went back and arrested him for reckless endangerment. But that's not even the crazy part, because while he was sitting in jail, his 57-year-old neighbor got revenge by using a backhoe to destroy his house.
Whoa.
The 57-year-old's name is Edgar McClellan, and he plowed straight through a wall and drove through two bedrooms. Oh. So it looks like the house will be a total loss. This guy is facing felony charges for aggravated criminal trespassing and felony vandalism. They are both out on bail right now, but it's not clear where they're staying. I think I know, and I think you should know, too. It's a little place we call Crazy Town, isn't it, fellas? Enjoy your time in Tennessee. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beat station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you want to get the best candidates? Of course you do, but face it, posting your job in one place is not going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and the way to do it is with ZipRecruiter.com, people. We have told you about ZipRecruiter for a while now. It's fantastic. All you have to do is post one posting, and you'll be on all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. No more useless emails or phone calls to your office. Nobody needs that in this day and age. For God's sakes, they're eliminating earbuds.
Yes.
You don't need to get a phone call at your office when you're trying to hire that person. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today and find out why it is absolutely the best. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, September 8, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Spotlight Vancouver, Canada. I always get excited when the kids go back to school because it gets them out of the house and everything. But I've never been quite as excited as the lady who was pulled over after she dropped her kids off for the first day of school. She was excited that she pulled off, dropped her kids off, got together with some other moms, and sparked up a joint. A celebratory joint.
No. Man, so the end of the summer, kids are back at school, have a nice fatty.
So she was pulled over. Here is Sergeant John Price of the Vancouver Police.
You cannot make this stuff up. I stopped, basically give her a verbal warning in this case. And as soon as she rolled down her window, it was pretty evident that who the people in that car or the driver herself had been smoking a joint prior to being stopped by myself. She did respond and admit to smoking a joint and tried to excuse it away by saying that her and some of the other moms this morning had a joint, a celebratory joint, celebrating that the kids were back in school. So it was evident that she had smoked marijuana. However, she was not deemed impaired by that drug. There's nothing funny about driving through a school zone over the posted speed limit and under the influence of a narcotic an intoxicant, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, or medical drugs.
So don't smoke pot, even if the kids are back in school, Mike.
Wow.
Not okay.
Wow. That's a good wow.
I love this that Seth Meyers said last night. We didn't really focus on the fact that the new iPhone is water resistant.
Yes.
Seth Meyers brought up an interesting point.
Apple unveiled the new iPhone today, which it says is water resistant. This could be a devastating blow for the big bag of rice industry.
Kill me.
So true.
I got that just the other day from my daughters, too. Put it in a bag of rice. Oscar said that to me just last week. Yeah. That's awesome.
Are you familiar with a Florida representative in the House named David Jolly?
No, I don't. I've heard the name, but I don't know him well.
He did something pretty dynamite yesterday. I don't cover a lot of stuff.
Oh, is this the guy that brought in the mosquitoes?
Yes, he brought on the floor a jar of live mosquitoes from Florida.
And they were the Zika mosquitoes.
They were. Check this out.
I rise today to talk about Zika. And I rise with about 100 mosquitoes straight from Florida.
Yikes.
Aedes aegypti mosquitoes capable of carrying the Zika virus. This is the reason for the urgency. The politics of Zika are garbage right now. The fact that candidates are going to spend money on commercials about Zika instead of responding together in a bipartisan, bicameral way in a divided government to a public health crisis that Americans understand, we are wasting time. That is why I'm joined by these mosquitoes today.
Don't drop the jar.
I think he should have opened them.
It is he so should have opened incredible. Them. It is so it's so ridiculous. It's so I'm not giving up. I'm really not giving up, but it is so incredible the level of dysfunction.
Oh, I know. Nothing gets done.
And it just continues. Mm-hmm. It's just my team, your team. And you know, it's why we're where we are. And the media goes, ugh. Oh, by the way, hey Matt Lauer. Great job. Anyway, thank you. Let's move on.
Very good. You are still into Stranger Things. You were impressed by it. I thought this was a really cool thing. Did you know that the theme to Stranger Things works musically almost perfect with the music from Twin Peaks?
Oh, cool.
Another really creepy show.
Yeah.
This is Laura's theme and the theme from Stranger Things at the same time. I don't know if it has to do with like the chord structure or whatever. It's just two creepy songs that really work well together.
The Upside Down.
The music is awesome.
The Upside Down. Hey, maybe tomorrow we can talk about the Stranger Things again. I want to know how hot it truly is. And I know we didn't do it justice with me calling in on the phone.
And will season two be as good when that kid has his teeth?
I think that they have set up. let me just say one thing about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I think they have set up season two just about as brilliantly as they could possibly do it.
Yep.
The two little moments, the kid at the sink and the guy in the woods, I think were absolutely brilliant to set up a season two. A season two that will rock as far as I'm ready for it. I could watch it tomorrow. It's fantastic.
Do you think that the reason for the success is that it's backed by Big Waffle?
Big Ego. Big Ego.
Do you think it's sexy when a girl has a long tongue? A long tongue.
I don't think it's sexy when anyone has a long tongue.
Mike, and this will not shock you, a girl in Florida has just set the new world record for the world's longest tongue. Super. It's about 4.5 inches, which means she can touch her eye, her ear, and her elbow with her tongue. Her name is, and let me get this name right, I think it's Gurkery Bleckett. And here she is talking about, here's Gurkery, Mike, of Florida, talking about how some people find her long tongue so appealing.
I first realized it was really, really long when my friends wanted me to show them if I could lick my eye. I tried it.
Sounds like she's got a big tongue in her mouth, doesn't she?
Yeah. I could talk to
show something.
I don't like when men talk to me in a sexual form. It
Hold on, can you pause it?
How old is she?
She said, I don't like it when men talk to me.
She does not like that in a sexual form, Mike.
Okay. All right.
She's got a long tongue. That's her ticket to greatness.
It's like a gecko.
It's kind of nasty. I don't know. The first thing they'd say is, oh, your boyfriend should be very lucky. My friends always want to take pictures with me sticking my tongue out. I posted a picture on Instagram and I got a lot of followers and they were like, oh, I don't believe it's true. So I made a video so they could see it.
I think it's a category is what it is.
It is. Yeah. I just looked it up.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of times people want her to take pictures, but she doesn't have time because she's off to the Mensa meeting. She has to get there in time.
God gives us in one area, he takes away in another, Rob.
That's true. That's very true.
To be true.
I believe that is right. So here's to you, Gurkery.
Say that when I get out of the shower every single day. I look in the mirror, I look down, I look up, then I look in the mirror and I go, I'm smart.
You say, I can do voices.
Absolutely.
Now, the guy that submits some of our favorite promos, he goes by Anonymous. Mm-hmm. This is not a promo. This is just a small piece of audio production that I'd like to close with. This has to do with Oscar's home repair, and I think you'll enjoy this. This is from our Anonymous submitter.
Chimney.
You mean a chimney?
Oh, yes. Chimney.
May I play it one more time?
Yeah, please.
Because I do adore it.
Chimney.
You mean a chimney?
Oh, yes. Chimney.
Thank you, Anonymous. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Ringtone.
Awesome. Oh, that's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Chimney.
You mean a chimney?
Oh, yes. Chimney.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.